neither side, neither growers nor mills, would like the outcome if there is government intervention. And I think the only viable solution to the current negotiation is for industry to sort it out ourselves.
Who has to give more, millers or growers?
I think it's a case of millers and growers coming together, identifying what the real issue is that needs to be addressed.
But if you don't know that now after 18 months, are you going to know after another 30 days?
I think we do have a clear idea of what the issue that needs to be addressed. We know that we need to address concerns from the growing sector. We know that we need to provide a level of assurance and a protection for grower concerns around transparency, to make sure that the growers are getting full return that they are owed in terms of the marketing proceeds, confidence that they're receiving everything to which they're entitled, access to information to ensure that their interests are being looked after, and assurance that their dealings with the mill are fair and reasonable. We know that these are the underlying key challenges to make sure that we've got a strong set of marketing arrangements in place. And I think that there is a lot that we can do in that space.
Why hasn't that already been done, though? Why is it going to take this threat to get across the line?
Look, I think there has been a lot that's been done in that space to date. And I think, to be honest, there has been a lot of progress made at a regional level by mills dealing with their growers on a grower-by-grower, shed-by-shed basis. There has been a lot of work that has occurred. It has been more difficult at the leadership level, I guess you'd say, because there's been this idea that somehow the government was going to step in and provide a legislative outcome around those two threshold issues that the mills have had a major concern with from the outset, those issues around pre-contract arbitration and giving away ownership of the raw sugar. I think we can still address, in fact, we absolutely can still address the core issues around confidence and transparency and protection of grower rights and interests without going to those elements.
Because growers seem pretty firm in their wish for pre-contract arbitration. You're still not acknowledging that needs to be a part of these discussions.
Look, it doesn't exist in any other commercial setting. It wasn't part of the discussions in Canberra, and I don't think it's got any place in consideration for the way forward.
And Dominic Nolan, do you blame Woolmar, one of your milling council members, for those extra grey hairs you might have received over the past 12 months?
Look, I started this exercise with a large number of grey hairs. I'm not sure that I could have actually got any more grey hairs. I think that Woolmar and all of the milling companies involved have been working around the clock with their growers to progress this issue. I think that there has been a fundamental blockage when grower organisations are saying that they're not willing to move without those two threshold issues that none of the mills are able to accept in terms of their business operations. We've now got a process that Minister McFarlane has established, and from the mills' perspective, we are entering into that in good faith, and we intend to work diligently and collaboratively to come out with a positive result at the other end of this process.